Future jungle jungle shuffle. Clean and arrange in Ableton Live 12. Intermediate. Alright, let's take a busy, swung future jungle drum idea and turn it into something clean, punchy, and arrangement ready in Ableton Live 12. The whole mission today is, keep the funk, keep the shuffle but remove the mess. And we're doing this in arrangement view, because future jungle isn't a two-bar loop genre, it's an evolution genre. By the end, you should have a proper drum group with a clean kick, a confident snare, a controlled break layer, hats and tops that carry the shuffle, and ghost notes that add that alive feeling without taking over. Then we'll bus it, add parallel smash if you want extra weight, and arrange a 32 to 64 bar drum and bass structure with real transitions and energy control. Step 0. Quick setup so everything stays organized. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want the classic jungle pace, set it to 170. Time signature is 4/4. Now create a drums group, and inside it make separate tracks for kick, snare, break, hats or tops, and ghosts. Color code them. This seems boring until you're 30 minutes deep and you're trying to find the one track that's ruining your pocket. One more strong tip before we even program. We're going to treat kick and snare as the anchors. They are the reader, meaning the listener should always understand where the beat is. The shuffle lives around them. Now step 1. Build the future jungle shuffle core pattern. Start with a clean kick and snare anchor. Put your kick on the 1. In Ableton terms, that's 1.1.1. Then add a supportive kick hit later in the bar, around the 2.75 to 3 area depending on your vibe. A common DNB anchor is something like 1.3.3 or 1.3.4, but don't treat those as rules. Treat them as starting points, and let the groove tell you where it wants to land. Snare goes on 2 and 4. That's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Make these hits straight and confident. Don't swing your main snare to try to make it funky. The funk is going to come from hats, ghosts, and the break. Now bring in the shuffle with hats and ghosts. For closed hats, you can start with 8th notes if you want it cleaner, or a sparse 16th pattern if you want more energy. But here's the intermediate move. Don't just draw in a machine gun grid and call it shuffle. Instead, pick a few hats and nudge them slightly late. We're talking tiny offsets, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That's enough to create a pocket without sounding sloppy. Add a shaker or textured hat layer for motion. This is where future jungle often lives. Crisp, modern tops that still bounce. Now ghost snares. Place quiet ghost hits before the main snare, but be tasteful. You could try positions like 1.1.4, 1.2.4, 1.3.4, 1.4.4, but you don't need all of them. In fact, you usually don't want all of them. Think of ghosts as punctuation, not constant chatter. Velocity matters a lot here. Main snare lives around 100 to 120 velocity. Hats might be 35 to 70 depending on intensity. Ghost snares are often down at 10 to 35. If your ghosts are loud enough to sound like snares, they're no longer ghosts. They're competing. Goal check. When this is right, the groove feels like it's leaning forward, but the backbeat is stable. That's the balance. Before we move on, do a quick mono and quiet check. Drop your master volume low, put a utility on the master, and set width to 0 so everything is mono. If the groove still reads at low volume in mono, you're winning. If it collapses, it usually means phase issues from layered snares, or your break is fighting the core hits. Now step 2, the break layer. Chop and tighten without killing the funk. Drag your break onto the break track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, preserve to transient, and transient loop mode to forward. Then adjust the start and loop so it cycles perfectly over one or two bars. Now timing. If the break is flaming against your main snare, don't quantize the whole thing like a robot. Instead, use warp markers to align only the key anchor transients, especially the break's main snare hits, sometimes the kick if it's obvious. You're basically telling the break, match my backbeat, while letting the small inner movement keep its character. And here's an important coaching note. If your break has a loud snare transient that competes with your main snare, don't only EQ it. Clip gain it down. In Live 12, use clip gain on the break clip, or slice to audio and reduce the snare slice. Your clean snare should always be the one the ear reads as the main backbeat. Now clean the break with EQ 8. High pass it. This is non-negotiable in modern drum and bass. Try a high pass around 120 to 200 HE depending on the break. We're removing low end so your kick and sub can own that space. If there's mod or it fights your snare body, a small dip around 180 to 250 can help. If the hats get harsh, try a gentle dip around 7 to 10 KHZ. You want the break to add air and movement, not steal low end, and not confuse your snare. Step 3. Routing and gain staging. Set levels before processing. Think, kick and snare peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Break usually lower, maybe minus 18 to minus 12 depending on density. Hats and tops somewhere minus 18 to minus 10. Then group everything into the drums group. If you want to level up immediately, create return tracks, one for a short drum room reverb, one for parallel compression, and maybe one for subtle delay or texture. We'll use these as movement and glue tools instead of stacking too many insert effects on every track. Also, intermediate timing trick. Before you start nudging individual notes, try track delay. In Live's Mixer, you can delay an entire track by a few milliseconds. A good starting pocket might be hats and tops plus 8 to 18 ms, ghosts plus 5 to 15 ms, and break plus 3 to 10 ms. Or if your break drags, try negative 3 ms. This keeps your MIDI clean while letting you mix the pocket. Step 4. Clean and punch with a stock drum bus chain. On the drums group, start with EQ8 for cleanup. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble without killing weight. If it's boxy, try a tiny dip around 250 to 400. Next, add drum bus. Use it like seasoning, not like a wrecking ball. Drive around 3 to 8%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Keep it subtle for clarity. Boom can be 0 to 20% if it fits your track. But don't overdo it or your low end will get weird. Transients can go plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how snappy you want the drum picture. Then glue compressor, lightly. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill transients. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you see it clamping constantly, you're flattening your groove. Limiter last, as safety only. 1 to 2 dB max. This isn't your loudness stage. This is prevent surprise peaks. Now the fun one. Parallel smash. On your drum smash return, put a glue compressor with ratio 4 to 1, attack around 3 ms, release 0.1 seconds, and smash it for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Then add saturator with soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB, send kick, snare, and break a bit, hats less. Blend it in quietly until the drums feel bigger, but not obviously compressed. If you can clearly hear the parallel bus, it's probably too loud. Extra bus tip, if your hats lose movement after glue, split your processing. Process a kick and snare bus more firmly, keep a tops bus lighter, and then route both into a final drums all group with very gentle glue. That preserves hat dynamics while keeping core hits consistent. Step 5. Making it shuffle in Live 12 the right way. You've got two main approaches, groove pull or micro nudging. Don't do both heavily. Groove pull approach. Open the groove pull, grab something like MPC 16 swing, and start around 55 to 62%. Apply it to hats and tops and the break, not to the main snare. Then adjust groove settings, timing 20 to 60, velocity 10 to 30, random 0 to 10. You're aiming for controlled human feel, not drunk drummer. Commit the groove only when you're confident, or keep it live if you're still experimenting. Micro nudging approach. Nudge select hats and ghosts late by 5 to 15 ms, and occasionally push a hat early by 3 to 8 ms for urgency. Keep kick and snare anchors stable. The rule to remember, shuffle lives in tops, ghosts, and break, not in the main backbeat. Now step 6, arrangement. This is where you stop looping and start producing. We'll map a 64-bar structure that you can easily extend later. Bars 1 to 16, intro, DJ-friendly and tension-building. Start with filtered break and hats, maybe Atmos or pad, and tease a bass stab, but high passed so it's not full weight yet. Automate an auto filter on the breaks opening slowly, and increase reverb send into bar 16. Keep the kick minimal or absent until late intro, like bars 13 to 16. Bars 17 to 32, build. Add the main kick and snare. Bring in the bass rhythm, but hold back the sub weight. Create lift into the drop with a snare roll feel, rising noise, or a short vocal chop or horn stab. Classic jungle trick. Right before the drop, do a one beat stop. Either silence or let a reverb tail hang, then slam into the downbeat. Bars 33 to 48. Drop 1. Full groove. Kick, snare, break, hats, bass fully in. Use call and response every 2 to 4 bars with stabs or chords. Add a variation every 4 or 8 bars so it breathes. For example, around bar 41 remove the break for 1 bar so the clean drums hit extra hard. Around bar 45 add a crash and an extra ghost pattern. Bars 49 to 56, breakdown. Reset the ears. Pull out the kick. Keep the break filtered with dubby echoes. Do an echo throw on a snare hit so it trails off into space. Bars 57 to 64, drop 2, bring it back with a twist. Alternate break slice, different hat rhythm, extra ride layer, or darker bass movement. Drop 2 should feel like a remix, not a copy-paste. And if you want an outro, strip elements so DJs can mix it. Stable drums, minimal hook, fewer fills. Now step 7, transitions and jungle edits, because clean arrangement isn't just where you play sections, it's how you turn corners. Every 8 or 16 bars, use one of these practical edits. You can do a tape stop-ish moment without plugins by resampling a drum fill and automating pitch down quickly, or using clip transpose. You can do a reverb tail cut, big snare reverb hit, then a hard cut to a dry drop so the impact feels enormous. You can do a break chop fill, take the last half bar of break and rearrange slices, like repeating a snare slice 3 times, and manage crashes. Don't crash every 8 bars like a preset. Sometimes a short noise hit or a hat stack is cooler and keeps the track more modern. Advanced variation idea that works incredibly well. Call and response swing in the tops every 2 bars. First bar, denser 16th texture. Second bar, sparser but louder off beats. Kick and snare stay stable, tops do the talking. It creates motion without rewriting the whole beat. Also, ghost note phrasing. Don't make ghosts random. Make them tell a 4 or 8 bar sentence. Add a bit more in bars 3 and 4, simplify in bars 5 and 6, then do a tiny pickup into bar 8. It feels like a drummer thinking.